Thank you for your word. We thank you that your word is life to those who find it. And it's health and healing to our flesh. As we open your word today, Father, I thank you that life flows. I thank you, Father, that health and healing manifest in our bodies and in this house in Jesus' name. We thank you for it, Father, and we give you the glory. And all of God's people said, amen. Hallelujah. All right. So I'm a little fired up today. Just a little than norm, I guess. Maybe not. I don't know. We're going into a new year. We've talked about forgiveness. We've talked about forgiving one another. We've talked about forgiving ourselves. We've also talked about being and walking in unforgiveness and in bitterness, which is a new. That's right. We don't want to be in bitterness and unforgiveness. Amen. You see, it's as the measure we muse out is met back to us. Amen. If we walk in unforgiveness, guess what? The Father does not forgive us. Word's real clear. That's why people don't preach the red. They don't preach Jesus' words. Because guess what? They're straight. They're to the point. They are the truth. They are the truth.
And they are the way.
And you know, yeah, and they are the way.
Amen.
And their life. But because they are the way and they are the truth, people don't want to be told what to do. You cannot tell young people today what to do. You tell them what to do, they will do the opposite. It's out of what? Rebellion.
Yes.
Rebellion, which is also a form of what? Witchcraft. All right. We cannot have our children walking around in witchcraft.
No way.
Right? They're getting a lot of that, and oh Lord, the music today just is unbearable. You used to be able to speak some of the lyrics of the songs and teach what not to do and what not to hear and what not to follow. You can't even pull some of the lyrics of these songs to even say, don't listen to this. I can't tell you, don't listen to this artist, because if you did, you'd be shocked. It's amazing. And yet this is accepted. You don't have to be a girl if you don't want to be.
Yeah, no.
I mean, you can just choose. Let's choose our gender. Let's choose our gender, right? Not God. You see, here's what they're doing in this earth today. They're taking the power of God out of the hands. He no longer has control. He's the one that made you who you are.
Amen.
And yet you're going to take that away from him.
No way.
And that's what this world's doing today. They're taking it out of God's hands. They're playing God. Now, our government's playing God as well. And that's too bad. So we're going into this new year. I want you to open up your Bibles to Philippians 4. We're going to go in to this new year mighty.
Amen.
We lived a mighty year in 2018.
Praise God.
And we're not done yet. Remember, I've always said, if we're still here, we still have work to do.
Amen.
Don't we? Amen. Amen. So Philippians 4. It's not what I want. It is good. It is definitely good. That is not what I want.
Let's read it anyway.
That sounds good. Philippians 4. And why don't we go to, I got you on verse 12, don't I? So let's read it. Verse 12. It says, I know how to be abased and how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I have learned both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Amen. That's the part I couldn't read that I do want. We can do anything.
Amen.
Bible says that all things are possible to those who believe.
That's right.
Right?
That's the ticket.
Going into this year, we cannot have limits.
Amen.
We cannot be limited by what we think. We're limited by what we believe.
That's right.
That's right.
It's not about what we think. It's what's here.
That's right.
In our heart.
All right.
Okay? If it's in our heart, it's what we believe. So this is what makes us or breaks us.
Amen.
We're victorious because of what we believe in our heart, or we're failures because of what we believe in our heart. Fear comes, faith goes.
Yep.
Faith comes, fear goes.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, hallelujah.
You catch that?
Come on.
So we need faith to come. We need fear to leave.
Amen.
It cannot be a part of 2019.
Amen.
I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Hallelujah.
through Him and Him alone, not in my own power. I've tried to do things on my own. I've failed. I've also accomplished things. I mean, I'm not a dummy. Mama didn't raise no dummy.
Right?
I mean, I have done things on my own, but in doing things on my own, I did them the hard way. I struggled when I didn't have to. Doing things with God, He smooths out our path. He makes it straight. We do not fall into the ditch. Hallelujah. If we stumble, He lifts us up. We're being obedient to His call, to His path that He's chosen for us.
Hallelujah.
Now, we all have a path.
That's right.
We all have a call, a duty. All of us do. I don't care if you don't like that. I'm sorry. It's not my fault. The Bible says that. Right? So that we have to do them with the Lord.
Amen.
We can't do it on our own, within our own. We have no power when it comes to the power of God.
Amen.
But with the power of God, we can do all things. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Greater is He that is in us than he that's in this world.
Amen.
There's so much greatness inside you. There's so much power and authority that's inside you that you cannot lose unless you choose to. Now, I've said this and I'll keep saying it. We do lose because we faint, we quit, we get tired. Come on, man. I know how it is to fight and get tired of fighting. I know it's not fun. It's not easy. And you know me. I don't say it's easy. I say it's a fight. A fight is not easy. Amen. Because you're only fighting somebody who thinks they're just as strong as you or stronger.
Yeah, that's right.
Weaklings do not want to fight somebody who's tougher than they are.
That's right.
Come on. So it is a fight. It's a fight to win.
That's right.
It's not a fight to lose.
Upstream.
We fight the good fight of faith.
Yes.
We lay hold on eternal life. We lay hold on it. We grab it.
That's
it's ours.
Right.
But we fight to get it.
Yes.
We fight to get it. But you know, the fight that we fight, we win.
That's right.
We fight with the power of the Most High God.
That's right.
We fight with the Helper, the Holy Spirit, who is inside us and with us. He's out there, man.
Hallelujah.
We've got angels camped round about us everywhere
That's
we
right.
go. We walk in the spirit realm when we want to, when we don't want to, we don't know. That went over well. Sometimes we need God to open our eyes and say, I'm here. He said, he's with you. He's beside you. He's always there.
And He's over you.
He's always there.
Yeah, I agree.
And sometimes we need to say, when the anointing hits you, you feel Him. And it's so nice. And He so feels so good, you know, and you just want, ha, 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 you know, and you want to just hold. You don't want that anointing to leave. You don't want His presence to go anywhere.
Amen.
You want to hold on to Him for dear life.
Amen.
Why? Because He feels so good.
That's right.
Because you're being wrapped in love.
Amen.
You're being wrapped in love, the love of God.
Yes.
And you don't want to lose that.
Hallelujah.
It's the greatest feeling in the world.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
And we need that.
Amen.
We need that. Sometimes we need our eyes to be open to see He's here. He's with me.
Oh, yes.
His rod and His staff, they'll comfort you.
That's right.
I listened to this dumb song today.
Oh, no.
I'm going through the valley.
Oh, no.
He doesn't say through the shadow of death or anything like that. But He just says He's going through the valley and God's with Him. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death,
That's right.
I will fear no evil.
Amen.
For Thou art with me, O Lord. Now what is wrong with people today that they want to pick and choose and chop up the word and just kind of put it where they want to put it and then live their life? Sounds like an interesting religion to me. C-U-L-T. Doesn't it?
Yeah.
Doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely. You're either preaching the word of God or you're not.
That's right.
You're either preaching the truth or you're preaching a little bit of lies. You know, you preach a little bit of truth, but then you leave the rest out. That's a lie.
That's a lie. And it's total deception.
We don't preach the gospel as a lie.
That's right.
Right?
That's right.
We preach the truth.
That's right.
You see, the gospel is good news.
Yeah.
It's good news, right?
Yeah.
We're to preach good news. Now you're going to hell. They know they're going to hell. We don't have to tell them you're going to the hell.
Yeah.
They know. You don't have to say, you're a sinner. They know. Okay, they know the darkness that's inside of them. And if they've ever been born again or ever seen the hand of God, then they really know. So we don't have to condemn them of something they already know. Jesus didn't do that. No. Why do we do it? Now, we don't in this house. But it's being done all out there. I mean, just why try to get numbers in the church? We got to get numbers in the church. We did more for one family as a body than some of these churches that have 500 members. I'm telling you right now, you think I'm joking. I know. Yeah. Because you are givers.
Amen.
You know the word.
I'm not afraid to
say. You know that as you sow, you will
reap.
You know it. And the thing is, not that you just know it, you believe it.
Amen.
Remember, what we believe comes to pass.
That's right.
Amen?
Yes, yes.
So I can do now all things through Christ who strengthens me. It's through Christ who strengthens, not how much word I know.
No.
It's through Christ.
Amen.
The anointed one. The anointing and the anointed one.
Amen.
Christ.
Hallelujah.
I can do all things through the anointing.
Hallelujah.
Without the anointing, I by myself.
Yeah, yeah.
But with that anointing that strengthens me.
Come on.
Right? That strengthens me. Yes. Inside out, outside in, top to bottom.
Hallelujah.
I'm strong in the Lord and the power of his might.
Thank you, Lord.
That anointing. That anointing that removes what? Burdens, destroys, yokes. It removes what? Burdens and destroys yokes. See, the devil's tried to put a yoke on us. All of our lives. All my life, he's tried to yoke me. You know what a yoke is on an oxen? Where they put that dude on his head, they lock him down, and then they just steer him with rope. And they pull him to the right, and that dude's going like this. They pull him to the, you know, he's going like, why? They're in control. He is yoked. He cannot do anything but what they make him do.
That's right.
Not going to have the devil do that to us.
Oh, no.
No, he's tried to do that all my life. He's tried to kill me all my life. He does not want me inspiring you. He doesn't want me to help you live a better life. He doesn't want me to teach you the word.
But you're going to do it.
But I'm going to do it. Oh, no, you don't. No, absolutely, that's what I'm going to do. Right, because I'm called to do so. I'm called to do so. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Hallelujah. We're winners. We're victorious.
Amen.
All right. Oh, I don't have my watch. Go to 2 Chronicles. You know this story. 2 Chronicles, hallelujah. Get me fired up and you'll get it, boy. Praise God. Come on now. The very power and presence of God in this story causes the priest to have to sit down and chill out. And God does the work.
Amen.
This is what we want God in 2019 to do. We want God to do the work. We don't want to try to do the work in our own power. We cannot. We lose. We fail. Or we struggle.
Yeah.
But with him, we can do all things.
Right.
Verse 11. Sorry, 2 Chronicles chapter 5. Thank you, dear.
Yeah, that was
2 Chronicles chapter 5. Oh, Lord have mercy. Verse 11 says, and it came to pass that when the priests came out of the most holy place. Stop. We got to start getting in the most holy place.
Oh, yeah.
Come on now. We're here today. We're here today. But it's time to get a whole most holy place at the home, at the house, and get in there and get deep.
Amen.
Get deep with God. Get deep with him.
Right.
Get into his presence. Have his presence in your home, not just in his house.
That's right.
We need him there.
Amen.
Why only have him here once a week when we can have him every day and have that very peace that passes all understanding in our home? Because I'm not going to have chaos in my house.
That's right.
I'm not going to have the enemy in my house.
Right.
My doors are shut for a reason. My windows are locked for a reason. I don't allow crooks to get in my house. Or they get shut.
Oh, yeah.
Now the enemy gets what? The word. It's just like taking a 12 gauge to the head for him. He don't like it.
You don't like
He don't like it. Amen. 2 Chronicles chapter 5, verse 11. And it came to pass that when the priests came out of the most holy place, and the priests who were present had sanctified. Now, this is where I wanted to get to. They sanctified themselves. They set themselves apart. Going into this year, we need to be prepared.
Yes.
We need to be prepared.
Yes, yes.
In season and out. We need to be ready. Ready for what? Anything.
Anything. Come on.
Anything. Amen. Anything. Yes. To be ready. To be ready when something takes place that's chaotic in our life, and not to allow fear to take over.
That's right.
We must stand in faith and stand strong.
That's
we don't. When fear comes, does it come?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it comes.
So
we can't. We don't listen. We know better than to lie and say, "Oh no, I'm not afraid of anything." Shut up.
That's right.
I don't believe that. I don't believe that. I know better. I'm a tough dude, but there's some things I don't really want to be, you know, around. You know what I'm saying? But praise God, but it does come. So what do? We step on it with faith.
Come on.
You see, because it's not as powerful as our faith.
That's right.
If we don't allow it to be.
That's amen. Right.
But when we brood on it, see, when we begin to think about what that doctor said, right? And we begin to, oh no. And what if he's right? And I know I'm healed by the stripes of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
But wait a minute. Yeah. What if it's God's will?
Believe
people believe that junk, but you're exactly right. Say it again. Oh no, that's junk.
That's right.
It is not God's will for you to suffer sickness or disease.
Right.
Why? He put it on Jesus.
That's right. Every one of them.
He don't want you to take it.
That's right.
He doesn't want you to take poverty.
No.
He put it on Jesus.
Right.
He don't want you to take lack. He put it on Jesus.
That's right.
He doesn't want you to want for anything.
Amen.
You'll not beg for bread. He'll provide seed to the sower and bread for food. You got plenty to eat. Give, 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 give.
Praise God. That's right.
Amen. Come on. Right?
Yes.
Let me get into it. So sanctified, we're talking about getting ourselves set apart now. And I'm not talking about, oh, we've got to set yourself apart from sin and set yourself apart from the world. That's a given.
Yeah, yeah. You don't get into
that. That's a given. I shouldn't even have to tell you that stuff.
That's right.
Right? Do not be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. That you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
Amen.
Come on, you know the word, man.
Amen.
I'm just pumping you up.
That's right.
I've come to pump you up. Yeah. Amen. We're here. We're here, right? We're here. We're setting ourselves apart, taking care of of being ready for whatever comes.
Amen.
For whatever comes. If lack comes, we beat it off.
That's right.
Take care of it. Get rid of it. When sickness and disease come, we get rid of it.
That's right.
Right?
With our strength.
When chaos comes into our lives, we kick it out. When the devil tries to take our children, we take him out.
Oh, yeah, come on, let's bust his chop.
When he tries to take our families, we take him out.
That's right.
We don't allow him. See, the problem is Christians are allowing the enemy to get enough of a foothold in whatever the situation might be. He's getting enough of a foothold where now his foot's inside the door and you can't shut the door.
Yeah, you can.
You can slam that door all you want. He's had it happen many times.
Yeah.
So his foot is now calloused over. It's like a rock.
Yeah, he don't care.
Once he's got his foot in the door, you've let him stand there long enough, he's got a foothold in the family.
Come on.
And now it's harder to get rid of it. It's harder. It's, oh no, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? Fear starts to come, doesn't it?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I thought he'd be gone by now. He is. It's this thing right here. You got to shut down. Shut the mind down. Once he's been cast out, he's cast out.
Right.
Goodbye. Good riddance. Not really.
That's right.
No good riddance to him. We don't like him. So, yes, when he hits, we hit back. And, you know, we hit back with double force.
That's right.
Right? We're more powerful than he is. Stronger than a locomotive. We can. Oh, no, that's not it. All right. Amen. And we do. Absolutely. Absolutely. So setting ourselves apart now for whatever situation may come, we must be prepared for it.
Amen.
This is what these guys were doing. See, they were getting ready. They were preparing themselves. We see in Acts chapter 2, the same situation. They were getting ready. They were waiting on the promise of the Father in Acts 2. Amen.
Yes.
For when that promise came, they would be ready. They waited in that upper room. They prayed in that upper room. It became the most holy place.
Ooh, yeah.
They set themselves apart from everybody who was downstairs. They were upstairs. They were spending time with God. Why? To get ready. To be prepared. If someone came to you today and said, lay hands on me. I've been told I got cancer and I'm going to die. Do you believe you've got enough power and anointing in you?
Yes.
Do you?
Yes.
Absolutely you do.
Yes.
Do you believe God will?
Yes.
See, I don't have that problem in this church. I know you believe it.
That's right.
There's churches out there that, hey, no, wait a minute, I got to go pray.
Yeah.
I got to pray. I got to get myself ready.
Yeah.
I got to stir up the gift that's within me. Yeah, this is what they do. Because they're not ready.
Come on, you do it daily.
I know Bill. I can ask Bill, hey, Bill, you got that anointing oil in your pocket? And guess what he'll do? He'll pull it out. There it is.
Yeah.
Because he's ready.
Ready.
He's prepared to anoint you with oil and lay hands on the sick.
Hallelujah.
To pray that prayer of faith.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You've got to believe that the name above or the name that is Jesus Christ is the name that is stronger than any disease or sickness, any cancer that's out there. You've got to believe it. And I know you do.
Yes.
And because of that, if someone did ask you, done.
Let's do it.
All right, let me ask you this. What if the Lord said, give $1,000 to that person?
Then do it.
Yes, then do it. What if you don't have it?
I'll believe it in.
Yep. Okay, I like that. Sue said what? I'll believe it in.
That's right. You'll
keep messing with me. I'm a... She's messing good. Exactly right. Yeah, okay, fine, yeah. But when we don't have the means and he says, I want it to be done now, we got to be prepared. We got to be prepared. Having a reserve, there's nothing wrong with having a reserve. I'm not talking about storing it up. Hello. I'm talking about this is what I reserve for the Lord. For who? The Lord. Not for the bank. Not for when, oh man, I'm wanting pizza tonight. No. No, that's not what it's for. It's a reserve for the Lord, right? So when he says, we do.
That's right.
When he says, bless that family. Man, you guys stepped up.
Yes.
And you did.
Yeah.
You showed God's love like, I mean, I'm not kidding. And those little kids will never forget it. That little boy would not leave her alone. I think he got like 500 hugs. I'm not joking. He would not let go of her. Oh, he'd grab a hold of her every time she'd put a gift on the porch, he just loved her. And that was a little spiky.
Yeah.
Just the cutest kid. But these kids see they and the parents now. But they experienced the love of God from people who do not know them.
That's right.
Now that's Bible. See, that's biblical. We did. Well, did you meet me in the prisons? Oh, did you come visit me in the hospitals? Did you clothe me? Did you feed me? Yes, we did.
Yeah.
And we didn't even know him.
We loved him, didn't
we? We showed God's love.
That's right.
We showed God's love. The very love of God, we proved it.
Yeah. That's right.
And we didn't want thanks for it.
No.
We didn't want to be seen.
Uh-huh.
You know, Sue and I were talking. As we went down there, I really would have loved to have had some pictures that we could have put up for you to see the family. And then the Lord said, no, absolutely not. I said, okay. See, we're not trying to prove we did anything. And it's just from my heart, I would love for you to have been able to meet the family or at least see who you gave to.
Yeah.
But that doesn't matter. It's absolutely, it's private. See, our blessing is from the Lord.
Right.
It doesn't matter whether we knew these people or not. And Sue and I did not know them. We did not know them. That little spiky guy, we knew him through Grandma.
Yeah.
Aside from that, we didn't know them. But when the Lord, and you know us, we always try to find a family to bless.
Yes.
And we prayed. Mom was praying.
Yeah.
We were praying. Sue was praying. We're trying. Man, it's getting close to the end of the year here, Lord. You know, I mean, I don't want to throw something together. And man, did the Lord throw something together. Timing was great. It was at the right time. I mean, everything. It was perfect. And when Sue brought that to Pastor Jane, boom, she knew, yep, that's it. That's family. That's the one we're doing. And we're going to take care of them. Let's take care of them.
Amen.
And then all of you stepped up. I'm thankful. I'm thankful. Your blessing is on its way if it hadn't already showed up.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you that right now. Because I know the word. I know the word. You give and it shall be given. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over.
Shall
shall men give into your bosom. It will come.
Amen.
It will come.
Thank you, Lord.
All right?
Praise God.
Last scripture. Let's go to last scripture. 2 Timothy chapter 4. 2 Timothy 4. Praise God.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Woo! 2 Timothy 4. Start in verse 1. Let's just start in verse 1. It says, I charge you therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who will judge. Who's going to judge? God before the Lord Jesus Christ. Will judge the living and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word. Be what? Be instant. Be ready. Be ready when? In season and out. What's that mean?
Now.
All the time. Because see, now faith is.
Amen.
What do we? We be ready in season and out. Be instant. Preach the word.
Hallelujah.
Right? We're talking about being ready this year.
Amen.
Talking about being ready. I want to see that 30 some people born again from 2018 double.
Yeah.
I know we can do it.
Yeah, we can do it.
Because, you see, let me tell you something.
Let's go after.
We go.
We go.
And because we go and we preach, God puts the right people in our path. Doc calls them divine appointments.
Oh, yeah, come on.
Amen.
That's right.
Calls them divine appointments. Amen. We do it because we're being obedient to the Lord.
That's right.
Not because we're getting a pat on the back.
Not
because, oh man, we're trying to count numbers of how many people we got saved.
No, that's not it.
It's not it. Our blessings are in heaven.
That's right.
We're just trying to help the Lord and do His will.
Amen.
And that's pulling people out of the grip of the devil.
That's right.
Out of eternal damnation.
Out of fire. Come on.
And into eternal life.
Amen.
Eternal prosperity, eternal blessing.
Praise.
Eternal peace.
Yeah. Thank you.
Amen. That's what we're doing.
Glory to God.
That's what we're doing. Preach the word, be ready, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering. Oh, we're going to read on. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers. They will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to fables. But you be watchful in all things. Endure afflictions. What? What do? We endure it. We endure afflictions. Endure them. Do the work of an evangelist and fulfill your ministry. You have a ministry. Fulfill it.
Amen.
2019, let's fulfill our ministry.
Amen.
Let's fulfill our call. We all have one.
That's right.
So I'm not sure what mine is. Get with God. I'm not going to tell you.
No, He has to tell you.
I'm not going to tell you.
Amen.
Because if I tell you, it's useless.
That's right.
Thus saith the Lord. You don't feel it? Forget about it.
Yeah. It better be in.
Thus saith the Lord. If you don't believe what's coming out of my mouth, it doesn't matter what thus saith the Lord.
That's true.
Amen. You have to believe it. Therefore, you got to hear it.
Yeah. Yes.
Now, if I do say, thus saith the Lord, and it does say, whap,
that's right,
right in your heart, you know it's true, then thus saith the Lord.
And get out.
Or else. Praise God. Listen. We press toward the prize of the upward call. We press. We press. The word press, what's it mean? To exert weight or force against.
Amen.
To what? To exert. Press, to exert, force against. You're pushing. We're always going to push. We're always going to press. But see, Christians don't want to press. Because that means, oh, it means work, doesn't it? It means if I'm pressing, then guess what? I'm being pressed.
Yeah.
I don't like to be pressed. I don't want to press. That means we're working. See, when we're pressing, that means we're on the right path. When there's pressure against you to get a job done for the Lord, oh, you're on the right path.
Oh, yeah.
You're on it.
Yeah.
Because the devil don't want you there. He does not want you to get accomplish what God wants you to do.
Right.
Think about the pressure that Jesus went through. Started from birth. Started before birth. They were hunting him.
Yeah.
Pressure never ceased. Even in learning. Yeah. Who's he? Ain't he just a carpenter's kid? Who's he to tell me the word? I'm a scholar.
Yeah.
Come on.
Never learning and never coming to the...
We press. We press toward the prize of the upward call. We're pressing, exerting weight or a force against to iron clothing. You know what that means? We're getting the wrinkles out of our life. See, let's go into 2019 pressed.
Yeah, yeah.
See, when a Marine is pressed, he's in his dress blues and he's standing at attention and here ain't no hair. There ain't a wrinkle. There is nothing out of place. His belt buckle better be so shiny that it burns your eyes. And the shoes better be spit shine pretty. And he doesn't move.
He's got every crease in
he is pressed. Solid. He's pressed.
That's right.
This is where we need to be in 2019. Pressed out. No wrinkles in our armor. No wrinkles in our life, right?
Amen.
Get the wrinkles out. Amen. Forgetting those things which are behind, we press toward.
Amen.
We've got to forget the things that are behind us. They're behind us for a reason. You made it through. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You did it with the Lord.
Amen.
Yeah, but I'm not sure that he was there.
That's right.
Hallelujah. You did it.
Yep.
Now don't pat yourself on the back. Because trust me.
Yeah.
Give God the glory and press on.
Right. Come on.
Forgetting those things which are behind us.
Amen.
Forget your failures.
That's right.
Forget your wrinkles. Forget the sins. Oh, I don't sin. Lie. Better read the book.
Yeah.
Says if you say you ain't one, you is one. I didn't say it. Don't get mad at me. Let go.
Yes.
Forget it all.
Yes.
Forget. We're going into a new year. And a new year with the Lord. And that's why I want us to be ready, be prepared, clean ourselves, get the wrinkles out, know that you're victorious.
Yes.
Come on. Yes, you made it through.
Yes.
You did. You did it. You made it through. Let's keep on moving. Let's keep on going. Let's keep on trucking. Come on, convoy. No, let's keep going. Hallelujah. You can do it with the Lord. With all I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I forget those things which are behind. I press on. I'm going to iron the wrinkles out. To press is to embrace. To urge on. To put forward insistently. Must be insistent.
That's right.
I insist on my healing.
Amen.
I insist on my finances. I insist on my marriage.
Amen.
I insist on my children. I insist that the enemy can't have them.
That's right.
I insist that they are in God's hands. They may be serving the devil, but they're in God's hands. I trained them up in the way that they should go. When they're old, they will not depart.
Amen.
Will not. Night,
right.
Not might not.
Will not.
Will not.
That's right.
I have a promise.
Amen.
It's a promise that they will not. Why? Because I trained them up right. You don't know, I trained my kids up right. They slept under the desk. They slept under the pew. They heard the word like you would never hear the word. All their life.
Gave them the right thing.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
They will not insist on it.
That's right.
Push forward.
Yeah.
You see, when we're pushing forward, something's pushing back. To apply pressure.
Yeah.
Now, you know about applying pressure. Let's talk about cheesemakers. They put that cheese in the cheesecloth. They sew it up or whatever, they close it up, wrap it up real good, and then you put it on press. Then they apply pressure. But if they don't apply a whole lot of pressure, then the juices don't come out. The more pressure you apply, the more ooh stuff comes out. Let's get the ooh out this year.
All right.
Let's get it out. Let's apply that pressure. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, you're the cheese and it won't feel good.
Yeah.
You are the cheese. You're the big cheese. It won't feel good. Applying pressure It doesn't feel good.
No.
Okay? Because see, you're analyzing yourself. You're looking in the mirror. You're analyzing who you are, what you did, how you fail.
Uh-huh.
No.
Don't
do that.
But you get out of the way the things that are in the way.
What I like to do when failure tries to come to my mind, guess what I do? I remind the devil of my victories.
Oh, come on. Whoopee. We're in heaven.
Amen. I remind him.
We're already there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Don't try and bring that up. You see, because I'll tell you what. Remember what God did, devil? Oh, yeah, this one was good. Remember this one? You tried to this and I said, whap. And God backed me up.
That's right. Every time.
Every time.
Praise God. Glory to God.
You're going to apply the pressure.
Thank you.
That means it's a fight. It's a battle. It's a force. But we're going to keep pressure on it.
Amen.
Now that means we keep pressure on sickness. If it's still there, press.
That's right. It's out of here.
What do we press with?
The Word.
The Word. And the Word only.
Jesus. That's right.
That's it. Not what the doctor said.
That's right.
Not what Miss Lucy said. Miss Lucy's not Jesus.
That's
she did not bleed for you.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Thus saith the Lord. Shut up, Miss Lucy.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, maybe, yeah, okay. Listen, we're going to get with God this year in a way that we have not before. Amen. And that's good, Sue. Let's make it personal.
That's right.
Listen, the devil's made it personal with you.
Yes.
He's making it personal. When we get personal with the Lord, he'll take care of the rest. Hallelujah. We're more than conquerors.
Amen. Through Christ. Hallelujah.
We can do all things. Amen. Stand on your feet. Praise God. Hallelujah. Lay hold on that eternal life. Glory to God. God is good all the time. Hallelujah. Lift your hands to the Lord. Father, we bless you. We praise you. Oh, we are grateful, Father. Thank you for your word. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you for the Holy Spirit. Thank you for the anointing, Father, that's upon us. Thank you for the angels that are in camp round about us. Father, as we go into this year, help us. Help us to iron it out. Help us to press on. Help us, Father, to be ready in all things. I thank you for it, Father. I give you the praise. I give you the glory. I call this body blessed in Jesus' name. And I give you the glory and the honor for it. All of God's people said, amen. I love you. God bless you. See you next week.